Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 29th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 8th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1441. The great Tabi'i, Hazrat Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, once said, "A day that has passed will never return. Every morning at sunrise, the day says, whoever is able to do some good should do, for I will never return to you." My dear children, we all have a very limited time in this world. During this time, we can either do something good and acquire Jannah, or we can waste these valuable seconds and face loss in this world and the hereafter. To make sure we make the best use of our time and don't waste it, there are few things we can do, which my respected teacher, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Durat Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, advises us. The first thing we all need to do to make best use of our time is to become organized. We need to prepare a timetable for our 24 hours and strictly follow it. The second thing we can do is to stay away from wasteful and non-beneficial activities and talk. The easiest way to make sure that we are utilizing our time in good activities and in beneficial activities is we need to ask ourselves two questions. The first is, before doing something, ask yourself that by doing this, will it bring me harm in this world or the hereafter? If the answer is yes, then we must not do it. If the answer is no, then we need to ask ourselves one further question, and that is that if I do this, will it bring me benefit in this world or the hereafter? If there are no benefits, then again we shouldn't do. The third thing we all need to do is we need to avoid places and gatherings which are unnecessary and leave us open to the chance of futile talk, wasteful talk, or many a times even committing a sin. The fourth thing we can all do is to control our tongues. We need to make sure that we do not speak unnecessarily, and when we do speak, we think before we speak and we weigh our words before speaking. Abstaining from mixing with people and engaging in constant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah control our tongue and save us from wasteful talk. The final point, which is the fifth point, is we all need to daily do something called muhasaba. And muhasaba in English is known as self-reckoning. And this is an exercise that we do where we look back at our past 24 hours. When we see that we have done something good, we should do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should make dua that Allah gives us further ability to do good. And when we come across something wrong, we should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a firm intention not to do that again. So just a quick recap over the 5 points. The first thing is that we should make a good, constructive timetable. The second thing is that we stay away from futile and non-beneficial activities and talk. The third is to avoid places and gatherings which are unnecessary and leave us open to futile talk or even committing sins. The fourth is to control the tongue. And the final one is to daily do muhasaba, meaning self-reckoning, over your past 24 hours. Inshallah, if we do these 5 things, then very quickly we will become more and more aware of where our time is being spent. We'll have more and more control over our time. And inshallah, we'll become amongst those who value their time, make the most of their time, and become those who acquire Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to practice upon today's lesson. Inshallah, until the next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.